the English and Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing? The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about a few things that are relevant to the English martial arts and self-defense, as well as some things that aren't relevant. To start this episode off, I'd like to talk about our new training venue, which is in St. Albans, and it's a terrific 600-year-old barn. I think it was originally built in 1470, so it's seen some life. And that's our new training venue. And we've kindly been granted permission by the owner. And the barn is also available to hire for many other things, such as fetes and parties and weddings. So if you're interested in an old, bold barn with so much history, go for it. There's also a witch's stone in there, which is mysterious, to say the least. It's covered now. It never used to be, with a frame and a glass or plastic thing, so you can still look through and take photographs. But this place really lends a great atmosphere to our training. The address of the barn and everything else is listed on our website. So if you go to the English Martial Arts website, you'll be able to see everything and also get a bit of knowledge about what we actually do. We're going to be starting a new club as well, a venue in Kentish Town, which is northwest London, right near Camden Town. And that's going to be on a Friday evening. And we're going to be going from 7 to 8.30, 9 o'clock. It's in a really big church, and that should be fun as well. That one we're going to be concentrating more on the actual self-defense side of the English martial arts. Whereas on the Sunday training in the barn, we concentrate purely on the classical martial art, the weapons, the bare fist, everything like that. So please feel free to get in touch, and hopefully you'll find something you like. And we're starting to rebuild our weapons training collection up. So we've now got some really good weapons, spears, quarterstaffs, etc. We're going to start building up on the sword side, so that when people come, there's something for them to train with, rather than bring their own stuff or invest in their own stuff to start with. And our new uniform has been set, and that is really nice. We've already got the shirts, which will tell you the rank of the practitioner, starting with white shirts and ending with black shirts and colours in between for the different grades. So that's exciting as well. So this year we're really sort of trying to take off. We're going to do a lot of advertising, so for our venues in St. Albans and Kentish Town. So hopefully people will come along and see what we do. We do concentrate sometimes on the fighting, practical fighting side of our art. In fact, we do it a lot. And what's been happening in London and around the country with all the attacks, although you're more likely not to be attacked than you are to be attacked, because most of this crime is criminals against other criminals. Although innocent bystanders can get caught up in things. I mean, look at London, the acid capital of the world. The knife crime, everything. I mean, you can live in your bubble and pretend it's not going to happen to you. But get some training and, you know, just in case things do hit the fan and you really need to defend yourself. But the only way to do that with martial arts is to make the martial art you train in your own. Develop your own fighting style within the system of martial arts. Your instructor will give you what you need, and you will take that and adapt it to the way you fight and the way your body moves. So a straight punch thrown by one person will be completely different, except that it's a straight punch, obviously, by another person. The body mechanics, everything. So they have to adapt to the way the technique takes them, because it's simple, really. There's a way to do something properly and there's a way to do something badly. Now, we all aim to get it properly. We really, really want those punches to come out fast and hard and hit their target. Same with any other attack we use. But if you just try and copy and be a copycat of your teacher or another student, it won't work for you because it's not the essence of what you need. You need to make those techniques your own so that when you throw them, they come out hard, fast and on target. I mean, of course, that comes a bit later on after you've learnt basics, stances, basic hip punches, kicks, you know, knees, elbows, headbutts, throwing, grappling, all that kind of thing. Then you begin to start to make it your own, but it's got to be your own. You have to, within your own fighting style that you have for yourself in your head, has to be matched up to the way you move. It has to be your body mechanics, the way you generate your power, the way you've been taught and that you've made it your own, so that when you generate power, it's perfect for your body mechanics and the techniques that you throw out. Now, it's all right me saying all this, but how do you do it? It's quite simple. You follow the way that you're taught, but you add the bits that make it good for you. Easy. So generating power from the floor up through the legs, into the hips, into the arms, hands, to strike out with a powerful punch, you may do it slightly different from the floor up. All power comes from there, obviously, but you need to make it your own. I can't emphasize that enough. Do it for yourself. It's ridiculous to expect people to follow the way things are taught parrot fashion, because if you do, then most people come out not really knowing how to defend themselves. They'll do what they've done parrot fashion, but the opponent hasn't trained or done anything and does everything unexpected. You know, comes in next to you and bites your face or pulls a knife or pokes you in the eye or just jumps on you. You know, it's very easy to say, oh, I could deal with that. But until you actually experience it, you know, it's an unknown quantity. I mean, there's a lot of this overconfidence in the martial arts world. I mean, it's like when I try and explain to somebody the difference between a martial art and a combat sport. Now, combat sport's tough as you like, the toughest and fittest men and women you'll ever meet, MMA, you know, mixed martial arts fighters. But what they do is combat sports, not martial arts. A martial art is an art where you learn weapons, sticks, staffs, swords, knives, daggers, everything, and you have an unarmed section in that martial art for when you're caught without weapons. But a combat sport is purely trained in for combat in an arena or self-defense on the street sometimes. But you can use that martial art from the arena to use for self-defense. Now, combat sports participants are usually a hell of a lot fitter than martial arts people. They're usually stronger and they can fight, really fight, in and out of the ring. But martial artists are slowly beginning to catch up with this fitness-wise and reality-wise, because they're taking their unarmed side of their arts and they're making them street effective. And, you know, some martial artists only train with weapons, knives or sticks. So, you know, if you want to fight with one of them, they're going to bring a knife or a stick or something, or whatever they train with. You know, not martial arts is just not about unarmed. It's more to do with weapons. Of course, over the years, there were martial arts that were developed to cope with weapons unarmed-wise. You have things like karate and, taekwondo, things like that that were developed to fight unarmed against almost anything. But it doesn't really work like that. It never did and it never will. But that's not to say that being extremely skilled in unarmed combat isn't a useful skill. It's an absolutely 100% useful skill to have. And really, really should partake of the unarmed stuff, especially if you're in a martial art which is like 70% weapons and 30% unarmed. You need to really go through your unarmed stuff, you know, not just now and then, but try and split your lessons into half or an hour weapons and an hour unarmed, or 2 hour weapons and 2 hour unarmed. Try and split your weapons so that you're getting as good unarmed training as you are with your weapons. I mean, if you walk the streets these days, especially in the UK, weapons are banned. Everything is banned. I mean, probably a sharp pencil was banned. But, you know, there are many, many, many thousands and thousands of people that walk around with weapons, whether that be knives, screwdrivers, you know, anything, really. They do walk around with weapons. So being adept at self-defense will help you. I mean, self-defense starts with de-escalation. You must be able to de-escalate a situation. You must be. And when you teach de-escalation to people, you've got to know what you're talking about. You've got to understand the psychology of people when they're in a full adrenaline dump. Or, you know, you've got to understand the psychology that calms people down. And you have to combine that with your self-defense training. So if you're backing off and you're trying to de-escalate the situation, but they're having none of it and they really are after your blood, then as you're explaining and you're trying to de-escalate, you've got to be ready to fight at the same time so that you have a really, really good chance of getting away only slightly hurt or unhurt or alive. But again, that depends where you are. If you're in the UK, you know, and you're facing a knife or a screwdriver, a Stanley blade or whatever, or even unarmed people, a very dangerous situation. If you're in America where they use guns and things, an even more dangerous situation. But, you know, you have to try and tailor, like I said before, your fighting art to your own self, your body, your essence, the way you think and what's around you. Because if you don't, that's when the trouble starts for you. Thank you for listening to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show, and I hope you like this episode and you'll tune in for more. Thank you. Bye.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.